ScotRail says there's currently no timescale for getting its new Hitachi electric trains back up and running. Last week, a technical fault was found in one of them, so they've been taken out of service for checks. They started operating between Edinburgh and Glasgow in July. Bruce Williamson from campaign group Rail Future says it's a blow for all involved.
Hitachi, being a Japanese company, you imagine they've got a reputation for sort of reliability and things working first time. So obviously, I don't know the exact technical details of what's wrong, but it's disappointing, and obviously passengers will be disappointed that they haven't got the improved service that they were starting to get used to.
Meanwhile, indefinite industrial action.
Commuters between Edinburgh and Glasgow could be struggling to find a seat for a while yet. ScotRail says it doesn't know when its new fleet of electric trains will be back in service after they were sidelined with a fault last week. They were only introduced in July and meant to provide faster and more reliable journeys. Bruce Williamson is from campaign group Rail Future and says passengers will suffer as a result now.
Overcrowding is certainly a problem pretty much across the network, really. So that's why we sort of welcome the introduction of new rolling stock. So, they'll be disappointed, and it looks like, unfortunately, that passengers will have to endure slower, more crowded trains for some time to come.